This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome, Jenna. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today. I was really excited to see you on site in New York for the mini ILTA events. Talk to me a little bit about why you decided to attend the on-site events in New York.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I appreciate your time. So ever since I've started at LaTerra, all I hear about is ILTA, and all I hear about is joy, which now I can definitely understand why, because A, it's such an amazing organization, and the group of people there are really just incredible. And then Joy is just wonderful. She's such a light to be around, and was really excited to not only meet her, but also meet the people who make up ILTA. But, you know, being new to legal, I definitely wanted to attend these events to get a little bit more exposure to contacts in the market and really within the legal industry.
I think it was really interesting to see the depth of career, depth of gender, depth of really everyone kind of coming together in a room. Were you shocked by who was in the room with you?
Yeah, I was really excited on the first day when I saw that it was all KM, C-level, director-level participants. It just really brought a different strategic thinking than you would think would come to an event that is a little bit smaller. And I really thought that it made the first couple of days just so much better, because not only were we talking about, you know, what law firms struggle with, we also were strategically thinking about how we overcome those issues. And so I think, like you said, the depth of attendees was really incredible.
I think it was interesting because ILTAvation as a phrase hadn't really been out there for our constituents. What did it mean to you when you saw it for the first time?
Yeah, I thought that I knew the answer to this before going into the event. However, that's definitely changed. ILTAvation to me really means thinking better together. And I know that that's Matt's elevator pitch for Filament, but it really is so true. Innovation, by definition, that means a new method, idea, or product. So I feel like this idea of innovation tends to get dropped into that product bucket. We really forget that new methodologies, new ideas are innovation as well. So you're not innovative unless you're using a new tool, is what I've come to learn in law. And I think ILTAvation really brought back to light those methodologies and ideas. And it's really the thought process that makes the workflow more efficient in addition to using technology. In legal, it's really a race to be first, to be second, right? These attorneys from law school are taught to go off of precedent. So it really is a daunting task to be the first person in the legal industry to pave the way, whether that's, you know, moving to fixed fees versus billable hours, or that looks like taking a billing employee and moving them into a KM role where they're then going to not only take away from billing, but they're then going to spend money on those initiatives. So I think it's really important that to keep in mind when we're implementing technology in the legal space, it's really just as much about strategic thinking as it is the technology that we're implementing.
I think innovation has become such a buzzword, and people are trying to apply it to areas where maybe it doesn't belong, or maybe it hadn't been applied previously. And I think that KM theory you're talking about is a really good example. Do you have, from your perspective, a personal innovation challenge?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we all do. I think for me particularly, you know, opening my phone to check the weather is an innovation challenge. Maybe I should move over to an iWatch. But, you know, in all seriousness, I think that a challenge in innovation for my age group specifically, I'm in the millennial group. And so we bring a different mindset to the table in regard to innovation. You know, we grew up in technology, so every year there was something different. Me trying to explain what a corded phone on the wall to my niece is pretty comical. So I think that while we have great ideas, where we are in our careers, some of us are not at a point where we can really make an impact as a director or C-level can, so we're still proving that we're valuable employees and establishing ourselves in our career. So I think that that's a challenge to be innovative, is really making an impact where we are in our careers.
I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball. I know when we talk on site, we talk a lot about obviously women in leadership roles, women in, you know, kind of innovation challenges, and really getting that seat at the table. Shirley Chisholm said, if they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. What chair would you bring to the table?
Ooh, I would probably be the challenger. I read this book called The Challenger Sale a few years ago, and while I was reading it, I was like, oh, that's me. I really find myself to identify with Ruth Bader Ginsburg a lot. She is the epitome of a trailblazer and someone who's not afraid to take on confrontation. And I think that would be me, is not afraid to speak up. And I think, you know, especially getting your seat at the table, one of the themes was not letting that go to waste. And so really just bringing added value when you are coming to the table. So not just spending time being thankful that you're at the table, really making an impact when you're there. And so a lot of that is challenging the status quo and challenging the thinking methodologies that go into the workflow day to day.
You mentioned RGB.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you know, there's a millennial joke there that I think we all have that t-shirt with her, you know, kind of in a crown and sitting. Who else do you find inspirational? Who else are you looking to help guide your career?
Yeah, I think especially now that I'm in the legal world, after the events at ILTA, I really, truly find Joy very inspirational. Our positive feedback session at the Women Who Lead Day almost had me in tears. And I just met this woman. I really tend to struggle sometimes with my relationships with other women. I've just always gotten along better with men. And so in the workplace, being, you know, a direct woman isn't common. So that's definitely something that I struggle with and that I'm actively working on. So to see all of these women across different parts of the industry who just adore her and were just giving her such positive feedback and praise was really inspirational. I hope that, you know, when I fast forward 30 years into my career, I can be in a room of 70 women where everyone truly loves and respects me the way that they do Joy.
I think, you know, from an internal ILTA perspective, she's much the embodiment of figuring out a better way forward. And that's always kind of helpful. You know, as we look around the room at other young professionals, they don't always look like us. You know, they have different jobs, they have different clothing, they have a different kind of mindset. We're a different group in a room at any point. And being surrounded by, you know, people who are at different points in their career is always a bit of a challenge. But what does a young professional look like for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. A young professional to me really truly was the group that we had at the ILTA event. These were all like-minded people who want to invest in their careers, not only their careers, but their peers. And their community. I went to get drinks with a girl from Kirkland and Ellis, and a woman from Kirkland and Ellis, and a man from Kraft Kennedy. And just to hear about their experiences in a different part of the industry and how they really want to advance their career and they really want to bring the other people around them up with them was inspirational as well. And, you know, a young professional to me is the one listening to industry-driven podcasts or reading books on their way to work, you know, the person that everybody on the team looks to for direction, the one that's interested in more than just getting into the office at 9 and leaving at 5, someone who really wants to stand out. That, to me, is a young professional.
Talking about, you know, listening to podcasts and, you know, kind of going through a lot of different types of podcasts, because there's so much out there, you know, it's that idea that you open your phone and you have more access to technology and science than put a man on the moon. The content we use now will continue to shape the way careers are made. But what kind of content are you consuming?
Yeah, I'm a big podcaster. I don't love to read. I never have, which is in this day and age not a huge deal because we have audiobooks and podcasts, which is great. So I listened to Legal Talk Network was on my podcast list on the way to my office this morning. Legal Fringe podcast, one of the directors here runs that one. Those are both podcasts that bring on industry experts and they speak on different subjects in law. And I also really like Why Is This Happening? It's a more of a political podcast that brings on industry experts to talk about a lot of different subjects as well. Now that I'm talking through this, I'm realizing that all of the podcasts I listen to are exactly the same, because I also like Nike's podcast Trained that brings in industry experts to talk about the five facets of training, so training, sleep, recovery, nutrition, and mindset. So I think it's really important to keep ourselves healthy, you know, especially living in the city. It's hard to do that at times. So yeah, anything that an industry expert will come on and speak truth on is really impactful for me, because I think it's one thing to listen to someone who has their opinion, but someone who, you know, this is their life, this is their career, have them speak to it is a little bit more impactful.
I think that any expert opinion is always going to have something behind it, some sort of content or validation that's going to help us get to that next level.
Absolutely.
And getting to the next level really is what the goal for everyone, right? You know, nobody wants to sit in a junior position for the rest of their career. So how can ILTA help get you to the next stage in your career?
Yeah, these events honestly were so helpful for me just to really learn more about the landscape and the industry. ILTA has such an expansive network that I think connecting with other people in this, you know, industry is going to give me the opportunity to learn so much more. And just having contacts that I can call. I mean, there's a woman at Denton's who I spent 2 days with, and she's like, yeah, call me whenever you need me. And I'm just like, that's crazy that I can just call this director knowledge management for a global law firm, you know, whenever I want. I mean, I wouldn't call her whenever, but, you know, to even have that option, I think really just being involved in the community there and making contacts within the industry is going to really help my career advance.
Now, the goal of these events is really to help people get that seat at the table, whatever table that they're looking for. And hopefully we've helped you figure out your next stage, and you'll continue to give back. I'd love to see you, you know, continue to author and mentor and volunteer with us, because that's the whole purpose of ILTA, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Jenna, for sitting down with us. My name is Beth Ann Stuby. I am the content director for ILTA's publications.
Thanks, Beth Ann. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.